It's back again. We thought it was dead, but it's back. It always comes back.
Y'all missed the best intro visuals.
I was signaling with my hands, making wild gestures.
Playing fast piano.
Yeah, it was good. It was what everyone wants to see, but they never get to. Welcome. Welcome to the first episode of Pot of Weed.
Pot of Weed.
I need to... I just realized I need to cue up that sound so that I could be like... The first episode of Potoween.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't, so
it's
fuck
too
it.
Too late for that.
Do I have any... I don't think I have any spoopy sounds at all.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. I just have the other Potoween intros, but that's it.
Silly.
Potoween. Potoween 2017. But that's it. Well, so I'm sure everyone's very excited to hear what we're going to talk about for these 31 days. And they can go fuck themselves because we're doing it one day at a time. They're not going to know. Not going to lay it all out.
Or you're not going to post like a list.
Yeah, because then everyone's going to be smart and skip the stupid days. And if they skip the stupid days, I have nothing.
I heard them. I don't think there's any stupid days.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest. They don't sound stupid. That does not mean they can't they turn out stupid.
They could be, though. You have a knack for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. But today, we're going to talk about a little show called Beetlejuice on Broadway.
So good.
We went and saw Beetlejuice on Broadway.
First Broadway show ever.
First Broadway show of our lives.
It's a pretty good way to start it.
It was a pretty good way. Now, we've seen, well, I've seen one musical before. With you.
Oh, yeah.
We saw the Book of Mormon.
Mm-hmm. Not on Broadway.
Not on Broadway.
Denver.
In Denver. Off Broadway, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Like by several thousand miles.
Yeah.
But this one we saw on the real Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Which is the street where the shows happen.
Yes.
In case you didn't know.
One of us learned that they're called Broadway shows because the street where most of them happen is Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
One of us put this together.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say who for the sake of not embarrassing the
Who
party.
Knows your flex.
But let's just say that I've said many embarrassing things on this show. So that might give you a clue as to who it was.
Yeah.
But so we are cultural icons now. Cultural critics.
Oh, okay.
We've been a part of art. We've been a part of theater.
You've been an Instagram influencer.
I was an Instagram influencer while we were in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I took pictures of my butt.
Mm-hmm.
I took and pictures, yeah, in front of graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
I put a lens flare in my crotch.
A couple times.
I altered the pictures, which I understand as an influencer. Everywhere we went in New York, there would be like, it was always a lady,
mm-hmm.
some chick in like a tube top or something,
yeah.
dressed very 90s,
yep.
standing in front of some big ass building or structure or statue, taking her picture, which is like the influencer thing that I don't really understand because I'm like, if I'm looking at this person and mostly what I care about is looking at their butt, why do I care if their butt is in front of New York versus like Omaha?
Yeah, I guess I just take it as they're standing in front of, like, interesting
mm-hmm.
spaces, but then they're ruining it. Like, I don't care that you're... I want to see the thing that you're standing in front of. I don't really want to see you.
Well, this is... Exactly. I either want to see the thing they're standing in front of, in which case having their butt in front of it does not make that work, or I want to see someone's butt, in which case I don't really care if it's in front of, like, you know, the Chrysler building.
Mm.
It's like lose-lose. I'm
imagining how that would happen because the building's so tall and like if they would just be doing like downward facing dogs so their butts in the air and
yeah.
the Chrysler building's behind it.
Well, I'm also here to say it's like when they do it, you know, the picture shows up and I'm sure the pictures that were showing up on Instagram were much more glamorous than the reality
because mm-hmm.
the reality is it's like super fucking crowded.
Hot.
Everyone's getting all pissy because people are walking through each other's pictures because mm-hmm. it's like, well, this is like a public fucking area where people
or
are walking
people
around.
Are leaping on to step yeah. on a thing and then falling into the bushes.
There was a couple guys and one guy enthusiastically leapt onto a planter or uh-huh. something and then fell over into a bush.
Yep.
Which was great.
Yeah. And then people were yelling at them.
I know, for being in their picture, yeah. which I was like, that was much better than injured. Your stupid picture.
yeah.
yeah. Watching that guy fall into a bush was way more entertaining.
Oh, for sure.
For the world than your picture.
Yeah. If that was captured on film, way better than a stage
photo. Oh, my God. Yeah. Exactly. If I was taking my picture, I'd be like, did you get that? I'm putting that up instead yeah. of this. Because that was much better. Anyway. So, yeah, I'm an influencer now. You're involved in the influencer process. You took most of the pictures.
Yeah, photographer.
And we saw Beetlejuice.
So good.
So we need to review Beetlejuice, but, you know, as the aristocrats that we are.
Okay.
The fancy schmancies.
Well, when we first walked in, the theater was very cool.
Yeah.
It was darker and, like, had, like, purple and green, like, ambient lighting and mm-hmm. chandeliers and was really neat looking.
It was very Beetlejuicy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like
Beetlejuice opulence.
Yes. Yeah. So you walk in, there's like smoke. They have a big neon sign that's like Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, like the one that's above his grave, mm-hmm. kind of mixed with the one that's above the Dante's Inferno Club,
mm-hmm.
I believe it's called, where he goes to visit with a whore because Juno puts that there to distract him temporarily and it completely works. yeah. So we need to make sure I'll cover hoity, you cover toity. Oh,
okay.
I'll cover artsy, you cover fartsy.
Okay.
So we sit down. I'm wearing a Beetlejuice jacket. You're wearing a Beetlejuice shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So we dressed appropriately because we were told that's what people were doing.
Mm-hmm.
We had to look up before we went, like, do you get dressed up for the theater? Is
right,
that
like
the thing?
Are jeans and tennis shoes okay? Which they yeah, are.
Totally.
Especially in this performance.
Which I was glad to hear. Because I was like, the more I thought about it, the more I was getting angry about the fictional idea that you had to dress up to go to this. Because mm-hmm. I was like, you're sitting in the dark. Like, what fucking difference does it make?
That's true.
Doesn't seem to make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But so we were sitting next to a couple and this lady was like, oh, this is your first Broadway?
She was so excited for us.
Oh, my God.
And was so excited. We were both dressed in Beetlejuice clothes.
Yeah, she asked me if whether or not the way I was dressed was on purpose.
Like, yeah, lady, of course it is.
Which was kind of a dumb thing to do. I would really have dumb. Prompted me about my jacket in some way. Said, like, where'd you get that jacket? You know, and then maybe I would say, like, oh, I got it for this.
Because yeah.
then you don't do the insulting thing of somebody shows up to somewhere with a mohawk and you're like, did you do that to your head on purpose? Is this, like, your normal way of living in the world? Or are you doing this? Is this kind of a yuck-em-up? Be sort of like if somebody dressed in some way and it happened to be Halloween, but you're like, I'm not totally sure if this is a Halloween get-up or if this is, like, this person's life.
Yeah, like Great British Bake Show lady.
Yeah. The best person on Great British Bake Show this season is Spooky Lady.
Helena.
Named after the My Chemical Romance uh-huh. song.
So perfect.
Because probably her parents had some kind of crystal that they could see in the future. And that would be a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the best. She makes spooky cakes, except for one time when she made a non-spooky cake, and I was furious. I was like, send her home.
But yeah, so we were dressed for the occasion.
We were dressed. Behind us was a dad and son
making
duo.
Making such great dad jokes.
Yeah, the whole time. It was good. He was like, I got this cocktail, so you're not going to college.
Yeah.
Which turned out to be true.
Yeah.
Turns out drinks at the theater are expensive.
And then we got these takeaway cups that were Beetlejuice themed as well, but then mm-hmm. someone dropped it outside of a garbage pile.
Yes.
And so those were no longer souvenirs.
Basically dropped them in a garbage pile. And so then we had to throw those away.
Mm-hmm.
because we're fancy.
But they were tasty cocktails, though.
They were. They were like Beetlejuice-themed cocktails. Mm-hmm. Also, apparently, I don't know if this is every theater, but at this theater, you have to drink like a covered drink. Like they won't serve cocktails with no lid.
Oh, okay.
I guess so people don't spill them?
They were like coffee, like to-go coffee cups. Yes. Is how they were shaped.
Yeah. It's like exactly like those ones you can get at Starbucks mm-hmm. that are like plastic.
Yeah.
But they're reusable.
Right.
It was like that with a lid.
Black and white striped.
Basically a grown-up sippy cup.
Yeah. Which is fun.
Yeah. And so we drank these expensive cocktails. I think that's the most expensive cocktails I've ever purchased.
I liked mine, so thanks.
They're good. Yeah. I'm not particularly complaining.
Also, you did a good job of getting a perfect thing for you and a perfect thing for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They had two cocktail options. One was like candy, sugar. Liquid candy, and the other was like a whiskey thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, this sounds about right. Mm-hmm.
It was.
No, I'm not complaining. I think this is like one of my two tips
for
New York travelers. One is like, just accept that things are going to be expensive here and there mm-hmm. and whatever. That's what it is.
Offset it with like $2 pizza slices.
Exactly. And the other one is bring a flask if you want to drink.
Oh, that would have been smart of us.
Convenient. It's handy. You're not driving. So
yeah, whatever. No, you're walking everywhere.
Okay. So the show starts on kind of like a downer, whatever.
Yeah. Can I just get into the thing that I hated the most?
Yes.
So it starts off and it deviates a little bit from the movie, mm-hmm. Which I know you were happy about because it's like, I already know the movie.
I've seen the movie 10,000 times.
But the bigger thing. 4 million,
5 million, million times. Broadway.
That's a different Broadway. yeah, but they really emphasized like Lydia's mom had died mm-hmm. and that became like a central point. And her first song was singing to her dead mom who she called dead mom mm-hmm. in the song, and I was like really not with that. Like if my mom died and I'm singing a song or referencing her, I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, my dead mom, blah 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 blah. I'm still gonna call her mom.
Yeah, you'd have mom and stepmom, not stepmom and dead mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd even, okay, I don't call my grandma my dead grandma.
Right. And she's grandma.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I guess she's still your grandma, even if she's dead. Mm-hmm. Right. So mm-hmm. why would you call? I guess if I wanted things to be awkward, but yeah, I wouldn't call her. I wouldn't be like, dead mom,
right.
I loved you so much.
Yeah. And I think that song may have been called Dead Mom, but then she was talking later and was like, dead mom, send me a sign and blah, blah. And like, so in singing, called her dead mom, and then in speaking, which I didn't like.
Yeah. She was not my favorite in the show. I mean, Beetlejuice was the best.
Right, obviously. And he did a good job. And we were talking about because his voice, like, he made it sound, like, gravelly and raspy. Yeah. And that had to be hard to talk that way and then also sing.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, and, like, the show focused on Lydia probably more than the movie.
Yeah.
Because the movie is a little bit more, what are their names? Barbara and Adam.
Okay.
And they were in the show, too, and they were really good.
They're pretty funny.
But the movie seems to be mostly them-centric.
Yeah.
And then the show was probably a little more Lydia-centric and a little bit more about, like, I think in the movie they basically mention that her real mom is dead.
Yeah.
And Delia's not her real mom.
Right.
But that's about it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, there was a lot of that. And, like, she was good, but she sang in kind of baby voice sometimes, mm-hmm. and that didn't do it for me. Mm-hmm. It sounded like listening to, like, Nicki Minaj or something.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, this is hard to... I'm not really down for 4 straight minutes of this.
Yeah.
I can't get behind it.
Yeah.
But the sets were cool.
Sets were very cool. I also thought, like, the people that I liked in the movie, mm-hmm. like, were flipped for the people that I liked in the show.
Because,
like, Barbara and Delia, like, irritated me in the movie, but mm-hmm. I really liked Barbara and Delia in the show.
They were really good.
They were really funny.
Delia is great in
the
show.
She's so stupid and funny.
Yeah, they kind of, so like in the movie she's this artsy fartsy designy lady, and in the movie or the show they kind of update her to be a like
just ditzy
and like a sort of new agey spiritual kind of person. Like she would follow, you know,
she had like a life coach.
Yeah, she'd be into that Gwyneth Paltrow beauty stuff.
Goop.
Yeah, she'd be like a big Goop person. Uh-huh. And yeah, she had a spiritual guru, which was Otho.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I thought I wanted to see and was hoping for was like an Otho song.
Yeah.
Because I loved Otho in the movie and was like, well, he's basically a Broadway character already. You know, he's kind of this like super ultra gay designer.
A little more flamboyant.
Yeah.
And like big presence.
Yes. He comes into the house and literally they're spray painting on the wall and stuff. And he's just like, oh, these must go. Uh-huh. And like, this house is possessed. And I was looking forward to that and it doesn't happen. Otho is like barely in the show.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit of a letdown for me. But Beetlejuice was great.
I really thought Delia, like, she did a nice job, like, acting and then also in performances. And then she, that singer, actress, like, switched into a different role. And she did really well in that second role, too.
She's also Miss Argentina.
Yeah.
And so she does a song, and that was good.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have a friend who's seen the show and talks about Broadway all the time. And she was like, I can't figure out how they got her completely blue, like makeup-wise, and then she's like back on stage a minute later and she's not blue anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, that's a good question. The best I could come up with was like, maybe they just put some kind of vehicle wrap on her.
I don't know if it was a bodysuit or something.
Like a shrink wrap she just ran through and then she's blue. I don't know. I have no idea how that works. Okay, let's do like best part for you and like worst part for you. Of the show.
Best part is whenever Beetlejuice is throwing a temper tantrum up in the attic.
Yes.
And because Barbara and Adam are like, oh, we don't like really need you and don't really want your help. And so then he gets all mad and there's like a set of golf clubs and he like flicks those on his way out. Like
slaps them.
Yeah. And like just throwing like a 2-year-old temper tantrum as he leaves the room. And then he leaves the room and then pops back and is like, hey, guys. And they're like, yes. And then he flips them off and leaves. And that was my favorite.
I think my favorite is towards the very end of the show, Beetlejuice has a mom. And Beetlejuice's mom dies also. And so then he's like, hey, Lydia, now we've got something in common. And like, it's kind of a groaner. Like the audience is like, oh, that's whatever. And he like makes this face at the audience and is like, oh, okay, that's too far after all of this show about death. Like that's a big theme in the show. It's a show about death. I think that's like the first or second song. And so he just makes this like face to the audience and is like, okay, sorry, you know, whatever. And that cracked me up big time.
And you, solely.
Yeah. I have this problem when we go to live things that I end up laughing at what is apparently inappropriate time. Or at least other people don't laugh. We saw many years ago, a couple years ago, we saw Patton Oswalt. And he was doing this whole part in his set about his wife being dead.
Which had recently happened.
It was pretty recent. And he was talking about it and saying that, like, he was struggling with kind of talking to his daughter about it. And then they ran into some lady somewhere who was just like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry your wife's dead. And, like, in front of his daughter and, like, just, oh, it must be the worst thing ever. And how it was just, like, super awkward and tough to deal with and whatever. And I was dying laughing.
And you were like the only one in the whole theater.
This huge auditorium.
And we were like in a group of four.
Yeah.
And the other three of us were not laughing. And it's like just you.
The seats are these wooden pews, so it's just echoing throughout the thing. My high-pitched giggling, running out of breath, laughing, crying. And then I look over and I'm like, no one else is laughing.
Yeah.
Kind of same thing at Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm always kind of like, I bet there's somebody involved in this show who's like, I bet every night there's a me.
Oh, yeah.
Who laughs at that terrible, terrible joke. And everyone's like, that's who that's for. Is that weirdo who's like, yeah, it never gets too dark for me.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. Good shit. What was the least favorite part of the experience for you?
I think whenever they go into like the afterlife,
because
Lydia's chasing after dead mom and like wants to find her. And then there's like a reunion like with her and her dad. I was a little bored at that point. And then also had already been over like the dead mom reference. So,
yeah, I think at that point, too, you start feeling like, okay, Beetlejuice has kind of been off the chain at this point. But then we're following these other characters that you're not as interested in by then. And they have a little Scooby-Doo chase, which was fine. But then it kind of drags on a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the part that, same. I was like, this is like a little bit of a slowdown and something that I was like, I don't know if I need this.
Mm-hmm.
When we saw Book of Mormon, I felt like that part was the part where the lady in Africa was singing the Salt Lake City song.
Yep.
And I was just like, okay, move it along. Mm-hmm. Like, I get the joke. She thinks that Salt Lake City is obviously some kind of paradise.
Yeah.
Because that's what these Mormon missionaries are saying. And I was like, I don't know if I need a whole song about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But overall, I would say Beetlejuice is definitely worth it.
Super fun, super worth it.
I think their last weekend is either this weekend or the next weekend.
Yeah, so get out it's and closing, go, huh, guys?
Yeah, all your New York listeners.
Yeah, everyone I know in NYC, which is now probably no one.
Right, like maybe one day
left. Yeah, yeah. If this can't, well, no, this, who knows?
Yeah.
Point being, we are happy to tell you a review of something that you'll probably never see. But who knows? Maybe it'll be a traveling show at some point. I'll say, too, I think we both felt the same way, which was like, after watching that, it made me want to watch the movie again.
Yeah, same.
Because I was thinking, this is fun, but I think the movie is still a better experience for me. Just because mm-hmm. I think that might be a perfect movie, in my opinion. Like, I don't know if there's any parts of that movie that I'm like, ugh, this little scene is like totally stupid or unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of all works. They get to the shit really quick. Like, they get to the afterlife spoopy stuff really fast. They don't spend a lot of time screwing around. The visuals are amazing. The performances are good. Everything about it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the problem, right? When you kind of remake something that's pretty much perfect, what are you going to do? I guess next time make something that's imperfect and do it on Broadway. What spooky property do you think you'd be interested in seeing on Broadway?
Spooky property?
Yeah, like spooky movie or whatever, book or something made into a Broadway program.
I mean, I really like The Nightmare Before Christmas because I think This Is Halloween would be great to hear.
Yeah, that
would be fun. And people could be like walking up and down the aisles.
That would be good. Okay, I'm into that.
Yeah,
seems like a good choice. The costumes would be cool.
Yeah,
the sets would be
cool. Tim Burton stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Pee Wee was on Broadway.
Really?
It wasn't like Pee Wee's Big Adventure. It was more like Pee Wee's Playhouse. There are a couple shows I wish I could have seen. Pee Wee. They did Rocky on Broadway. Which I'm told...
I don't want to see that at all.
I'm told it was also like... kind of like a normal show, but then the last part of the show is in a boxing ring, which is in the center of like the theater. And everybody like gets up and goes and stands around it like a real boxing match.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
It sounded pretty awesome. King Kong, I would probably go see that. And Spider-Man, of course.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
none of those are spooky.
No. No, if I had to pick a spooky one. I mean, we did see an Evil Dead musical, which was kind of fun. Oh, no, you weren't there.
No, I wasn't there.
I went with Nicanor. And in Vegas by myself to that. I saw that twice. That was okay. Fuck. I don't know. I don't know what spooky
that Dolls
thing.
Movie we just
watched. We just saw a Dolls movie. Yeah, the dolls could sing little songs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a toy. Ten, 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 ten. Hmm. Maybe something like The Blob would be cool. Because, like, I would love to see blob effects. That would be kind of fun and gross. Lots of slime.
The audience gets slimed.
Yeah. Yeah, if it was like a show where they're like, if you sit in the first three rows, you're in the splash zone.
That's cool.
So then you might get blobbed.
I think we're too lowbrow for Broadway.
I think that is the problem, yeah. Because it's like, what do you want to see on Broadway? And I'm like, I don't know, Gwar? Can they do something on Broadway? That seems radical. Ash versus Evil Dead? If there could be jetting blood everywhere, that would be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. There's our Broadway review. Professional. Thanks for doing a professional review with me.
Oh, yeah. The most professional thing.
Yeah. And we're hoity and toity. Well, tune in tomorrow. hear our next episode. Mm-hmm. It's going to be spooktacular.
Oh, that's been done. Come up with another one.
Spooperlative?
I like that one.
Spookperlative? Spooperlative.
Spoo.
Spooperlative.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks.
Sweet.